Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Destin has always centered around two things, the beautiful emerald waters and fishing. This podcast, powered by Destin.com, will bring you weekly updates about what is going on in our area, with everything from restaurant and entertainment information to our world-famous fishing fleet. Thanks for joining us for the Destin Dozen. Hello, everyone. This is Savannah Vasquez with the Destin Dozen, and today I have a guest with me today. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Brenda Schaffner, the features editor at the Daily News. It's nice to be with you today.
Awesome. And we are going to be talking about events that are happening all over the Gulf Coast this weekend. So go ahead and give us what's happening tonight.
Well, tonight we have Symphonia Gulf Coast and their A Rockin' Holiday with Mary Wilson of the Supremes. It's going to be at Destiny Worship Center in Miramar Beach. And I happen to know there's still some seats left in the balcony. So if you're interested in going, check out the tickets on symphoniagulfcoast.org, or you can call 460-8800. And that's at 7:30 tonight, so you still have time to plan to go.
Awesome. And there's some really cool stuff happening this weekend. There's also another concert, if we're sticking to music right now, the Pure Zeppelin Experience. And this is a tribute band for Led Zeppelin. It's going to be happening at Club LA, and this is on the 16th, which is tomorrow night, at 7 p.m., and you can get your tickets online as well at rockdestin.com. So that's going to be cool for all you Led Zeppelin heads.
Also tomorrow night, Saturday night, at Eden State Gardens at Point Washington in South Walton, is their annual Christmas Candlelight Open House, something I've always wanted to see and still haven't, but maybe someday. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. The public is invited to enjoy the traditional luminary walk to the decorated rooms of the Wesley House. And the houses, that we did a story on this actually earlier this season. The rooms are decorated by individual organizations and groups, and the public gets to vote on which is their favorite.
I love Eden Gardens.
It is beautiful. I've been there many times, but I've never been to this specific event. Admission fees to the park are waived for this event. They do gratefully accept donations to Friends of Eden, who help sponsor this and provide refreshments. So check it out. I think it'd be beautiful. If you need the street address, it's actually 181 Eden Garden Road. There are signs that point the way.
Okay. Yeah, it's just beautiful out there. I mean, there's like the giant live oaks with the Spanish moss. So you'll feel like you're in like some kind of southern winter wonderland. So awesome. Well, moving on, I want you, especially Brenda, to tell us about the Rep Theater's returning show, Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some.
Oh, this is a hilarious show. I saw it some years ago. This is actually the eighth year they've done it, but I made a special drive all the way out to Seaside on a cold winter's night by myself, and it was worth the entire thing. It was just a wonderful experience. It was a full house. It's just hilarious. It's three actors, but they do, I don't know, you know, three dozen roles during the course of the show. There's music, there's dancing. It's a mishmash of all of your favorite things from A Christmas Story to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to whatever. You know, it's just, they keep it updated from year to year so you can go every year and make it a tradition not be bored. Right.
Wow, that's got to take a lot of improv, a lot of creativity.
Absolutely.
That's really cool.
Absolutely. And it's great for kids and families. You know, there's humor directed toward the youngsters and there's humor directed toward the adults that the kids won't get per se. So there's lots of shows still available. They're showing it from tonight through Sunday night, and then again December 19th through 23rd and December 26th through 29th. And you can check out the specific show times for each day on their website, lovetherep.com, and that's where you can also get tickets. The street address for the Repertory Theater, which is in Seaside proper, is 216 Quincy Circle. And if you're familiar with it at all, that main square there, Quincy Circle is the very next street behind that square.
The amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
so
a nice theater.
It's easy to find, and you can even park in the square if you want to. And that's what I did, and just walked around the corner there to the theater. But I loved the show. It was a lot of fun, and I think anyone would enjoy it. There's plenty there for everyone.
I love this time of year. There's so many cool shows, and everything is so lit up. Like, even yesterday, just because we're going to be migrating to Fort Walton Beach now, I went to downtown Fort Walton Beach at the Landing, and I had not been there since they lit the tree, but actually the entire Landing Park is lit. It's not just a giant tree, but they've actually wrapped lots of the live oaks there that kind of, you know, sprawl across the park, and it's like so beautiful.
Someone else has told me that they've really gone all out to decorate downtown Fort Walton Beach this year. I haven't had an opportunity to see it yet. I thought I was going to get to last night, but that didn't work out. But I want to make a special trip down there to see how beautiful it is, because apparently they've really, really knocked themselves out to make it a pretty Christmassy holiday atmosphere.
So now that we've made our way to Fort Walton Beach, I want to highlight this special event. It's called the Children's Fiesta, and it's actually hosted by United for a Good Cause Incorporated. This is their 13th annual season doing it, and what it is for is it's for underprivileged children or families that just feel like they don't really have enough for their kids for Christmas. And so everything is free, and every child that comes gets a brand new toy. They're going to have food, games, a DJ, singers, church choirs, clowns, magicians. I mean, everything is going to happen. And that is going to be on Sunday, this weekend. And it's going to be at the Emerald Coast Convention Center from 1 to 2 p.m. It's specially set aside for families who have children with disabilities. And then it continues on till 7 p.m. for other families. And I know one year, even my own family went. My mom took my youngest siblings, and they had a blast. So it's open for everyone, but it is a Latin-themed party, so you'll have a little fiesta. So speaking of charitable events, there's one more charitable event that's happening Sunday night. It's called the Bands of 30A, and this is a brand new event. I don't know. I think they hosted one a little bit earlier this year. So it's just kind of spawned after the hurricanes. When Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma hit, they had this idea to have these Bands of 30A come out and do a charitable event. So they're doing it again, and this time the beneficiary is going to be Food for Thought Outreach, which is a program that supplies backpacks full of food for children in Okaloosa and Walton County during the breaks of school when they don't have those meals that they usually get at school. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be lots of local bands. Some of the bands coming are going to be the Gray Tones. I forgot to tell you when it is. Sunday night, 5 p.m. This is going to be at Seaside Amphitheater. So we're back to Seaside. I'm sorry, not at 5. It's going to be from noon to 5.
There you go.
So sorry if I confused you a little bit. Let me say it one more time. So Bands of 30A, Seaside, Sunday, noon to 5. Proceeds are going to be Food for Thought. So you should check that out on Facebook. You can just search for Bands of 30A, or they actually have a website, www.bandsof30a.com. And the event is free, actually, but you can make a $10 donation or whatever donation you feel like making, all the way up to $60. They actually have VIP section for those of you who feel like being extra generous. They throw in some stuff like chairs to sit in and t-shirts and drinks and whatnot. So for more information, you can check it out online, or you can call 850-797-9714.
Savannah probably mentioned this last time she spoke with you, but I just want to put in a quick plug for A Wrinkle in Time also, because that's still showing. I think it's through December 20th, 2nd, or 23rd. I don't have the information right in front of me. But that's being put on by the Emerald Coast Theater Company at Grand Boulevard. Their space upstairs at 560 Grand Boulevard. They have lots of good signs directing you to that also once you get there. It's almost right across from Grand Park there behind the Foster Gallery at Grand Boulevard. So I just wanted to remind you that you have plenty of time to see that as well. Yes, and she just found for me. It is through December 23rd. But this ad doesn't tell how to get tickets. Well, you can find it on their website or their Facebook page, both places. So just remember that if you were hoping to see that, you still can.
Yeah, so tons of stuff happening. I'm so glad. I love the Christmas season. I love just walking around in the lights, and I love Christmas events. So thank you so much for being with us today, Brenda.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
And you guys have a great and merry weekend.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.